That's amore. Das Sozi-Stem loves SolidWorks. The media was assembled for an online introduction to SolidWorks 2021 to prove Das Sozi-Stem still cared, loved SolidWorks. In fact, the word love was used no less than 7 times during the webcast, not just amore from their passionate CEO Gian Paolo Bossi, but also by his non-Italian cohorts. It was a love story summarized in 80 minutes, but we were told the book, a 160-page What's New PDF, had a lot more juicy details. The long-surviving SolidWorks CEO is doing the smart thing by reaffirming his love for a user base that keeps growing, now over 5.1 million users. Bossi is in his 6th year as CEO, longer than 2 of his predecessors in the post-Das Sozi-Stem acquisition era. SolidWorks supplies a big chunk of revenue to the French company, yet users feel like stepchildren to a foreign power whose interest is elsewhere. Bossi is good at balancing acts, as he showed us at 3D Experience World, the new name for SolidWorks World, on an electric wakeboard. He shows up now as he balances the needs of SolidWorks users against the future that Das Sozi-Stem has plotted with 3D Experience. Bossi is masterful as he introduces SolidWorks 2021 while assuring the user base that SolidWorks is here to stay through media outlets. The program is still being improved, but other products are available should you need them that will help you with SolidWorks. We don't want to take away your SolidWorks. We know you love it. The new products and technology are additions, not subtractions, said Bossi. Bossi looks to the future with roles while embracing the past, SolidWorks. Das Sozi-Stem introduced roles last year, which corresponds to the job roles a user may have, for example, innovator. Each SolidWorks version of the past, standard, professional, and premium, has added 3D Experience to its name as well as tools from the 3D Experience toolbox. These tools include Creator, formerly known as XDesign, which works in the browser and is cloud-based, like Onshape, as well as 3D Sculptor, formerly known as XShape, a subdivision modeler that will let you create organic shapes, which SolidWorks could not. You're getting more, not less. Your beloved SolidWorks plus new modeling tools, says Bossi. Will the modeling tools be available at no extra cost? It was not certain during the webcast. Roles were offered at introductory prices at 3D Experience World and may still be in effect. However, these prices are hidden from prying eyes on the SolidWorks website. Pricing was requested but did not arrive in time for this article. Users may question why the new modeling tools are not added to SolidWorks, rather than made available as separate standalone tools. We can only assume that big changes to the SolidWorks code are being limited while innovation on the 3D Experience platform goes full speed ahead. Photo courtesy of SolidWorks, as a proof point to show the 3D Experience is for real, DS SolidWorks employees themselves went about creating the Unreal, a space station that looked vaguely familiar, Star Wars. 500 employees from far-flung locations used 3D Creator, browser-based design, and 3D Sculptor, organic shapes, to create an assembly with over 10,000 parts. They collaborated, and in 8 weeks they created what I would say is a fully functional space station, complete with simulated gravity, says Bossi, very proud of his team. Sci-fi aside, the space station grand challenge was an impressive display of a design software company using its tools on a large-scale project, not just the bolts, beams, and brackets we usually see in demos. And with that, Bossi leaves the stage, as it were, and we are set up to hear highlights from a love story. How to excel at SolidWorks. Users will be able to export an interference report to Excel complete with thumbnail images from SolidWorks. Your spreadsheet reports had no look at the parts before, says Craig Therian. Now they do. When you don't need the detail, poof. God is in the detail. And so is the engineer. But sometimes details get in the way. They may bog down a simulation. They may expose too much intellectual property. They can bring your graphics to a crawl. First introduced around 2011, that the feature has proved wildly popular, says Therian. In SolidWorks 2021, you can save the defeatured model as a configuration. So you can toggle between the simple, faster model defeatured and the fully detailed model. Undo and redo. SolidWorks Undo and Redo tool, what was once available only on 2D sketches, has been extended to over 63D features. But when you do need detail, we have it. Quite a few enhancements to SolidWorks 2021 are not in 3D but 2D. The 2D drawings once predicted to have disappeared long ago continue to be an area of interest to SOLIDWORKS users and developers at Dassault-Systèmes. For example, detailing mode, first introduced in SOLIDWORKS 2020, has been made more capable in 2021. Similar to Large Design Review, LDR for assemblies, detailing mode will bring up complex drawings quickly, explains Therian. It's lightweight, almost like a JPEG. Adding dimensions and views is a breeze. In 2021, users can do more in detailing mode, better editing of dimension, more types of views, and most importantly, users can do whole callouts. Therian calls detailing mode the most major enhancement we've made in the last 2 years. Faster graphics. SOLIDWORKS seems to have unlocked more of the power available in their workstation graphics card with SOLIDWORKS 2021. Selection pans and zooms are a bit faster. To demonstrate GPU prowess with large assemblies, we see smoothly twirling assemblies that presumably would have been choppy and slow with SOLIDWORKS 2020. It is 20 times faster, says Therian, 63 frames per second with GPU enabled, and only 3 frames per second when it's not. Silhouette edges, also calculated using the GPU, seem to be created in less time, less than 5 seconds with the GPU enabled compared to almost 3 minutes with the GPU disabled. Quality and reliability. Quite a bit of effort seems to have gone into making SOLIDWORKS more reliable. While a power shortage will still make you curse and wish you had saved more often, many of the severe faults have been addressed, according to Therian. We hear from our users that they want SOLIDWORKS to be reliable and faster, says Therian. We're putting our focus and a lot of development time into fixing bugs. Our bug rates are coming down. We're also focusing on severe bugs, the ones that will make you crash or hang. Or there might be an issue that affects you, slows you down 50 to 100 times a day. That would also be high impact even if it's not severe. Both types of bugs impact your business. We look at both types. We're correcting these problems as soon as they come in and also opening closed case files, some older bug reports, and cleaning those up. Many of the above changes would surely have drawn applause from hardcore SOLIDWORKS users had they been in the audience, like the annual users meeting that already seems so long ago. We miss the excitement of the crowd while we appreciated the convenience of the webcast. But both venues must be frustrating for the product creators as they do not provide enough time to reveal all of what's new. For that, we must refer readers to the 160-page PDF book of what's new. SOLIDWORKS users will be able to download the book as a PDF or see it as an HTML, says Therian. On September 22nd, we'll be updating the what's new area of the SOLIDWORKS.com website. You will also find over 90 videos with detailed information.